Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Tonight's show is Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. Join us. And we're going to be doing readings for 2 hours, and we're also going to be talking and chatting about whatever. This is the roundtable, so if you have anything you want to bring on to the situation and that kind of stuff, please bring it to the table and let's talk about it. If you have any insights to anybody who's getting a reading or anything like that, and you feel like you are picking some things up yourself, go ahead and feel free to voice yourself as well. I want to thank everybody for being here. The mics are all open, except for 315. I'm not sure because he doesn't have his hand up, and I don't want to bring him on here and kind of freak him out or something. Oh, the hand's up. Okay, so we'll bring him on too. Okay, it's like welcome Wanda, Amy, and our Eric and Jerome. Correct?
Yes.
Jerome and. I'm sorry, shoot. 717, area code.
Ira?
I'm sorry. But thank you for being here, too. Let's all talk about this and that and the other. And like I said, if anybody has any questions, they want to have any kind of questions they want to answer psychically or whatever, everybody is free to express themselves. If you have any intuition that you want to bring out to the whole thing, feel free to do so. If you want to talk with lawyers and how much you don't like them and you want to shoot them, you can bring that up too. Whatever it is, we had a nice discussion on the. We had a nice discussion about the law of attraction and how it doesn't work for people. Because there was a lot of things about the whole situation of trying to figure out why doesn't it, because it's a 24-hour thing. But people don't realize the law of attraction is not a positive thing. It's a law. It's a law. So the law of attraction, what you put out there, you're going to attract. That doesn't matter what it is. Negative, it could be negative too. Negative, positive, whatever you put out there. And we had some people saying, well, law of attraction is a good thing. Well, yeah, it's a good thing. But it can also attract. You can also attract bad things too, as well. What a man thinks about brings about. Correct.
Correct.
So, no, guys, your guys are really quiet. When we call you guys out one at a time, Amy, what do you think?
I think you're correct. Just kind of struggling to stay awake. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's why you need to talk so you can stay awake.
Right.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you, Wanda?
I'm all right. Still have my computer problems, but... I want you to give me a call later or tomorrow. I got something for you. God, I don't know my new number. Maybe you can get it from Danny.
Okay.
But I want to send you something. So just give me a call. I want to send you some of the products I make.
Okay.
Jeez, yeah. Wanda.
How do you make?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's asking you, Wanda, tell us your soaps.
I'm sorry, I hear you cut out.
I said, tell us about your soaps and your products.
Oh, I just make a lot of natural products, soap, whip body butters, lotions, bath scrubs, just all of that. And I try to make them for more natural ingredients and not add any really bad things, unless they want me to, like artificial fragrance, but that's only for women that love those perfume scents. But I normally use aromatherapy oils.
Mhm.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, she uses all natural stuff.
Mhm. And talk about her skin type and tell me, and I know what to make for her and mail it to her.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That'd be great.
So when I get my, when do I get my donation, huh?
Okay, I can get around. I can make all my stuff and mail it out. Now, there's quite a few people I'm supposed to be mailing stuff out to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't have money, but I can send product.
There you go.
That's about it right now. I want to ask you something, Amy.
Okay.
Or I don't know if you do the past lives, or maybe that's Donnie.
That's Donnie, yeah.
Oh, okay. But, okay, I want to ask you something about this thing with my computer. And everything you've given me, I really thought about, even when I didn't agree, it came to me later. Ah, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Or, you know, things I didn't understand. But now, and I hate to relive this Patrick thing, but why is he still messing with this computer? I just want to stop. Is it a coincidence that I can't get through to certain people? Because I have a ex that has cancer, and I've been trying to contact him to, you know, tell him, you know, I hope he gets better and, you know, just to see how he's doing. But I call, I can't get through. I send emails, they won't go through. And the second email I sent the week after that, every time I was typing a letter, it'd be like encrypted things going around the words. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm
have you
being
had it
locked?
Have you had it serviced, the computer that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that didn't get any help because the person that did it, he just underestimated his opponent. He didn't realize
so.
What
it,
we're
it
dealing
like,
with.
Yeah, it seems like he did something before he left.
Huh?
So it seems like he did something before he left.
Patrick, yes, he did in September. Because he left in October, because he changed my passwords, my security codes, because it had, who's my oldest cousin? And I'm like, huh? Who's my oldest cousin? That's not one of my security questions. So when I finally spoke to Yahoo last week, he had, my oldest cousin was Boo.
Really?
Yeah, he did this in September. He moved out of state in October, but he did this in September. Yes, you're right.
Interesting.
I don't know who would be. I don't know who you took it to, but I obviously, like you said, they underestimated their opponent.
Right.
He said definitely something he did before he left, where he encrypted it.
That sucks.
That's all I'm getting though. I don't know who would be the one to be able to fix that.
Yeah, this boy's just crazy. I don't know why he did that, but whatever.
Well, the only person that can fix it. The only person
that
can fix it.
People are just vindictive like that.
Is the boyfriend.
What'd you say, Donnie?
I said the only person that can really fix something like that realistically would be the guy who did it.
Oh, and his helpmate, the person that helped him. But I don't get Patrick. Where is his head at right now?
Between his legs.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I just feel like
well,
he's
I'm
one
just
of...
trying to figure out. I can't email certain men. One guy that tried to talk to me, I've known for about 5 years, I tried to instant message him. Patrick pretty much wiped him out of my computer.
Yeah, Patrick. Did you call him a fat slob at one time?
I shouldn't offend fat people, but yeah, it's just ridiculous. And that was mean, so I'm not. I guess gonna repeat that anymore. But I'm just not getting why is he doing this? He don't want me. He don't love me, but he wants to make my life miserable.
I'm trying to clear his energy
because he's keeping my man away.
He's keeping your man. Oh, that's right.
That's right. Amy told me that January the 4th that if I don't get rid of all that Patrick energy, then this man isn't going to come. And I'll have to work on myself to get all this out of me. But Patrick's coming at me. You see what I'm saying? He's not calling me. He's not harassing me that way, but he's harassing me through the computer. It's like any man I've dated or used to date or might want to date me having problems with their computer. I know it can't be a coincidence.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it doesn't even have to be him doing anything to the computer. It can be him, you know, like, spiritually. You know, it doesn't even have to be something like that he wants.
I'm trying to manipulate you right now, right?
Right, but he doesn't want you to be with anybody else. You know, it's a possession.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's trying to possess you, but he thinks of you as a possession. Like,
he
doesn't want right now. No one else.
Me. He broke up with me. I don't get it.
Yeah, sometimes I always stress that sometimes in situations like this, trying to get it, you're going to confuse yourself. It's just the idea of cutting loose and letting it go. Patrick is who he is, but I think if you really try to figure out the complexity of that, I think you'd drive yourself nuts.
I
think it's a challenge.
It is affecting me. I don't have money to buy another computer. I don't have it.
Do you think
this is a spiritual thing, Amy, that's causing all of this stuff? I can't email certain people. And this is funny. I got in touch with an ex-boyfriend that's an attorney, and his computer crashed Monday. Not through the email, that's what I'm saying, so how would he know? I called him on the phone, but all of a sudden, a few days later, his computer crashed, and he's like, all kinds of spyware. Really? Me too.
I'm just saying, I see, it's like you guys are like a video game to Patrick, and he's playing the game very well, and you guys are all like, you know? So it's just one of those things of, I guess we should do some cleansing on the computer.
Thinking, Amy, what is going on? What is going through this boy's mind? Or
that's
I hope it
question.
Don't drive you crazy tapping into it, but what is he thinking? Why? What?
So area code 214, would you have an idea what Wanda could do to get rid of this guy out of her computer? Hello?
That was just me talking, Donnie. I didn't want to interrupt to say we were going to answer.
Oh, okay. 214 area code.
I'm not sure who 214 is, but would having the hard drive completely wiped, would that take care of it or not? And then just reinstall the Windows.
Deep. He has more of a high-tech hacker friend. This guy is a doctor, you know. I mean, he's a scientist, and he's around all those little minds that can do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just don't know what to do. I'm going to try and press charges because I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but this is something I need to do. He's very cocky. When I mentioned about my computer, he just laughed at me. Hello? Like, you know,
What about now? Would he have access, if you were to get a different computer altogether, would he have access to it?
No,
well,
I
could get another computer, but he's still stuck in my Yahoo. I know I got to do things in a certain order. First,
in
I
your
get
Yahoo,
a computer.
Can you use Hotmail or a different email server?
Well, I just have the same email that I use for business and everything. It's the only one I've been using. My thing is, he's inconvenience in me, and I shouldn't have to go through all these changes. He just needs to stop. And I'm thinking I should just press criminal charges and
see
if it'll go anywhere. This is what's going to have to happen. I'm tired. This has been going on too long. It's just been going on too long, and it has to stop.
I understand what the situation is.
You could take the power away from him, though. You know, It would be a pain for you to have to change your emails and everything, but if that's going to take that power away from him.
Well, also, if I call the police and have this traced back, that's going to take the power from him.
Well, for a little while, but
that's
what
it's
going
to
come down to.
You're sure that it's this Patrick guy that did something to your computer?
No, about it. No other man's been in here on my computer.
Okay. Let me just share something with you. I was, when things weren't going so well between my husband and I was dead sure that he did something to the computer, and there was stuff in it, and I was going out to find all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, you're the only one that has access to this, blah, 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 blah. Well, when I had taken it to get cleaned, it still had something in. So I took it somewhere else, and it turned out that it had remotely been hijacked.
Mine has, and it's been by Patrick. Patrick is doing it. Several psychics don't agree, and my common sense has told me too.
Well, do you think that you'll have...
And even Amy just said he changed it before he left, and Amy didn't tell me anything I didn't know. She just confirmed what I knew.
Yes. My other question to you would be, do you think it would cost less to get a new computer or less to go through the system?
Go through the system. What else might I have to do but press charges and have them run a scan through Yahoo?
Is that how that works?
It's actually quite easy, and they're going to handle it from there. I don't have to do anything else.
You already have that set up?
I've been nice.
Oh,
yeah, I've spoken to them, and they said I need an attorney to subpoena the records or a police officer, and they'll hand them over. They'll do a scan and give them a record who's been accessing my Yahoo.
Okay, so you already have that set up.
I plead with Patrick. I hate to go there, but I'm going to have to.
And you already have that set up?
I will. Like I say, maybe from the attorney, I'll speak to him next week and just have him get in touch with Yahoo and do that.
Well, that sounds like a pretty simple fix. Right?
Yes, Emmy.
Or no?
Oh, well, that's what I think I'm going to have to do because he's been playing too long and he needs to learn his lesson. And,
sweetie, is that a simple fix then? That's a simple fix?
Well, I hope it is a simple fix.
Okay. Well, my point is, honey, you're dumping so much energy into this still. And if it's a simple fix, then just go ahead and get it fixed and get it taken care of. And say adios to whoever it is that's trying to drain your power.
Yeah,
and like I said, I just spoke to Yahoo early in the week or the weekend, so it ain't like I already had it handled. So I spoke to them, and I've been trying to get in touch with him, but he's been so busy, especially since his computer unexpectedly crashed, so I thought I'd give him a break this week and call him next week and get that handled. Is Amy still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, you're still here.
Oh. Yeah, just almost asked you, Amy. What is he thinking? Why does he feel he needs to do this? Or is that a crazy question?
No, it's not a crazy question. It's all about power and having that control over you. You know,
it's
some
a
people
power
that,
kick.
That's yeah. That's some people that's what they thrive on. They don't have to.
That's what this is about. This is about hating me, getting back at me. What is he thinking about me?
Well, no, just controlling you, having power over you.
Yeah, because that's why I was sitting and look at the situation. Go, like I told the lady last week when she was on the show late night too. She was talking about the situation she was in too, and as soon as we said something about the guy and the situation of letting go of the power, she wanted to know how he felt, and I came back and said, well, it doesn't matter how he feels. It doesn't matter why he's doing it. It's the ideal that you need to focus on your life and bring the energy back in, because basically the more you keep thinking about Patrick and the situation, the more power that you're relinquishing to him.
Yeah, I understand. But you know, as I said to you earlier today, that's the man and you talking. And then the woman and me want to know why. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm just trying to figure out why I'm asking Amy, is it because, is he still mad and hating me? Or what does he want? I mean, he just wants power, as you say.
It's just power. I don't feel like he hates you or anything like that, but he just gets, it's like a power, he gets energy off of that, off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you being so upset and being so much into what are you going to do, and it's just feeding. All of that yuck energy is feeding exactly what he wants. You're giving him exactly what he wants.
Yeah, and I just feel like the less you give it to him, then he'll stop doing it.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. But it's almost like somebody's peeping on you in your house. And it's like folks say, oh, well, don't let it bother you. Well, it bothers
no,
me.
No, it is.
Looking at me.
Exactly.
You see what
it's
I'm
a complete
saying?
Violation.
Yeah, so that's what it is. I feel like I can't do my business. I can't contact people because he's there. And it affects my life. And that's why, you know, like I say, next week I'm going to get in touch with my boyfriend, my ex or whatever, and do that. But do you know why I'm not able to get through to this ex? Is it Patrick and his anger? What? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, why can't I get in touch with this person?
We were talking about walls and bricks and barriers. You know, when you, I guess what I look at the situation like this. All the energy you're letting in to let him block everything else is also blocking everything else from you changing anything.
Because
it's like you want to get a hold of this guy.
That's why I can't get in touch with him.
Well, I know
he sees me looking at his MySpace page, so I try to email him, and it's like I can't email. Yeah, he has a back door. So he's looking at everything I'm looking at. So he sees me looking at the guy's MySpace page, so I try to email him, can't get through. Try to call him, can't get through. It's crazy. What is blocking that, really, truly? Even the phone calls. This son of a gun ain't that powerful. God.
No, it's not the ideal. See, the people are only powerful as you let them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking he was going to prevent me from doing an email or making a phone call. That's what I'm saying. What is stopping me from getting in touch with this person? I'm trying everything.
The energy that you're giving Patrick makes him a stronger person, but it also creates blocks in your own life. These other things are not happening. You're blocking them out as well.
And you're saying, I can't. Well, of course, if you can't, you're not going to.
You're focusing on Patrick. So therefore, the people that you say you want to talk to, you're not really giving them any kind of energy to get through. So therefore, Patrick is getting all the communication mentally, physically, psychically, the whole bit. So, you know, this man...
I don't think he realizes that because he doesn't believe in any of that.
It don't matter. Some things are true no matter if you believe them or not.
Okay, Lane has tried to call him and couldn't get through. How's he blocking Lane? Lane isn't upsetting Patrick. That's what I'm saying. What's up with the phone? Is something wrong with the phone at the job or what?
Where did Lane call him from?
His phone. That's what I'm saying. You giving Patrick too much power. He's nothing. I don't think he's blocking the phone. Maybe something wrong with the phone at the job. I don't know. I've gotten through before. and the people weren't, you know, really cooperative. But I'm wondering what's wrong with the phone now. I understand the computer, but Patrick ain't that powerful. He can stop phone calls, please.
Maybe it's the ideal. You're focusing on there's something wrong with the phone, so therefore there's something wrong with the phones.
I didn't think anything was wrong with the phone. I truly thought I was busy at first.
I'm just saying
now. What is Lane thinking when he can't get through? Oh, something wrong with the phone? Do you see what I'm saying?
I think you guys are all something. I can't say it. Well, I'm just saying with this area code 916 area code. What do you think?
Hey, Donnie, it's Candy.
I know. How are you?
You know. I should have known. I'm calling a psychic show.
I was like, what do you think about the situation with Wanda? Now, the thing I'm trying to stress here is the phone and Lane and all this other stuff. I just feel like in the process of giving somebody this kind of power and resonating the energy that Wanda does can affect everything in her environment.
Oh, yeah.
So if she's had any kind of interactions with Lane, his phone would also be interfered with it too. And just things to go along with the whole thing. So I'm, I'm just saying, please stop talking about Patrick. But
definitely, because the more you talk to him, the more power you're giving him. The more power you give him, the more control he has.
Because, I mean, if we think about a being that, as in God, God has control of everything. So the idea of saying that Patrick couldn't do that is kind of like saying that God doesn't exist, because we're all extensions are made in the image of God, so therefore we all have that power to do that. And when we
sit
there and
I'm making Patrick so big. I'm saying he's nothing. You're the one that's making him big. He's lord of the internet and the telephone lines. He ain't shit.
No, but see, the more you talk about it, the more you
I'm trying to get some advice. I guess I just shut up and meditate.
Yeah, Wanda. Why don't you just shut up and meditate?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting kind of weak-ass answers. I just won't know what's going on, what I need to do.
Sorry.
Well, sweetie, you already said that Patrick doesn't have anything to do with the telephone or any of that stuff because he's not that big. He does not have that much power.
That's what I'm asking. Is there something wrong with the telephone lines?
Sweetie, call the telephone company. Have them come out and check it.
Has the number changed or what? That's what I'm saying. I'm calling the job.
Okay.
For all I know, the place could be closed down.
Okay, Wanda, one thing you should do is so I can actually give you an answer. There's nothing wrong with the phones. I don't see anything wrong with the phones. I mean, when you said Lane called him from his phone, what kind of phone is that?
A cell phone.
And what kind of phone you got? Cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those things actually work on microwaves. And waves are waves, energy. And so we have all this energy going on here. We're not saying that Patrick's some kind of God, but at the same time, law of attraction says whatever you think about, you bring about. So you're focusing constantly on Patrick. So you are.
I can't help but focus on my computer, and he's messing with it. So I just wake up wanting to think about him. He's putting himself in my face when my computer is being messed with all the time.
All we're saying is,
this isn't happening.
Every time you mention
you ever set
Nate,
protection for
I didn't
yourself?
Say you had to give him a warning and think about the guy. I said, every time you think about any kind of subject or any kind of situation, if you think that he did it, you're still acknowledging he exists. And
of course
still
he
that
did
situation.
It. I'd be a damn fool not to say he didn't do it. I'm not an ostrich and put my head in the sand. Just recognize what the problem is and deal with it, not being la-la land. Oh, this is not happening. Come on. Be real.
I am being real. And every time I've done that and I stop focusing about people, they're no longer a part of the. My ex-wife used to do the same thing, and now you know something? I hardly ever see her anymore. I hardly ever talk about it, but I used to put a lot of energy into it, saying, well, she's driving me nuts. And I started noticing that she was still involved in the whole thing. So the idea of actually changing your thinking and putting these people, like I said before, Patrick doesn't exist, and I can put it that way, try it. But I don't think you've tried that because you're still talking about him.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a bully keeps getting in your face, and you're saying, this person isn't in my face. I'm imagining it. That's what I'm saying. It's not like I'm like sitting there, Patrick, this and that.
Well,
I can be on my computer. He'll sign me out when I'm on the computer. then have to try to sign myself back in. It's just a constant
battle. If you have a bully in your face, something you said and did manifested that. It might be a hard
thing
to
see. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I dated him. It's my fault, and I have to live with this forever, I guess.
Yes.
No.
You will.
Wanda, do you ever set protection around yourself or your home?
Protection. I don't know a lot about that, but I'm saying, you know, a lot of people on a certain level, and they don't know a lot of things about protection and all that, and sometimes they're being blamed for their ignorance. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
I'm not feeling attacked, but what I'm saying is, if I don't have the knowledge, how can I know what to do? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
certainly. I don't know if, Don, if you want to share a certain way that you have, or...
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, that might help with the computer, too, you know, like, but just sending that energy out there.
I do know for a fact that last week when we had that freaking incident where we had to have the voices coming into the computer, there was somebody coming into the computers, and there was somebody talking on the show, and there was an entity here. What I did was I stopped right that moment and told everybody, hold on for a second, and went into deep meditation for 2 minutes and called in the angels, archangels, to protect my house, to protect my radio show, and protect everybody who was on it. And then next we know, the thing tried 2 more times to get through, and then it just stopped. Because of the protection that I put around everything. Then we got techniques of pink bubbles and this other stuff. People might think it's kind of crazy. But when you ask for protection, the one thing you do need to do too is have faith in what you're saying, what you're doing. And I would definitely do that to your with your house. If a person wants to get some sage and that kind of stuff and do that too.
Oh, I got a wand of sage. Yeah, I haven't used it.
Use a wand of sage. Go and do it inside your home. Do it around your windows and doors. Go outside, do the foundation in your home. And I always ask for Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and just a lot of angels. And I used to have this one prayer where I would sit there and ask the angels to fill my home with so much positive energy and to push everything negative out. And then once you have that protection in your house, you shouldn't have any more problems with anything else. This will protect your computer and everything else you can think of. I mean, it's just one of those great protections. Some people want to call them spells. I just call them protection of energy, and I always ask the angels to do that. And I invoke 4 guardian angels on the north, south, west, and east to protect my home.
Oh, okay. Well, then, that's a solution. I can't say, it isn't happening. That don't work for, at least not my type of personality. I don't bring your problems or pretend it's not happening.
Right.
So, I'm more proactive.
Yeah, this way you put it in the angels' hands to help, you know, help protect you.
Take your cares and worries and give them to the angels, exactly. And you'll see right then and there that things are going to happen.
Okay, I got another question, Donnie. Okay, remember I told you the native lady I met outside the store, and she told me, you know, back in November 3rd last year, that I was going to meet, you know, the person 4.5 months from now. She said that we were together in a past lifetime, and she wasn't the only one to ever say this. So if we were together in a past lifetime, can you tell me anything about it?
Like what? It's been said that. It's been said a lot of people that you're with. You go from lifetime to lifetime that are always around you.
The one
kind of
I'm supposed to be with now, supposedly. The one I'm supposed to meet again and said I was, what do you know about that? Or is
it's a surprise. I put a bow on it. It's a surprise.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said, there's some things with this guy that we're talking about that you have to experience on a one-on-one thing.
So you said surprise.
Yeah.
What made you say that?
That's what I heard. Surprise.
You know what, Donnie?
What?
It's so funny because I'm trying to be sneaky and go around a certain person and ask you the same question. You're about the third or fourth person to say that won't tell me anything. So I guess I need to just quit, huh?
Yeah. Maybe that's something for you to discover on your own and it'll be more meaningful.
Yeah, pretty much.
If someone just tells you.
Oh, Oh, my God. Lane said that. He said, I can't say. It's a surprise. It's something you have to experience. I'm like, what? That's why I asked you to kind of explain more what you're saying. My goodness.
Surprise.
What a trick there. That's for sure.
All I can think of is Gomer Pyle.
Oh, my goodness. So you can't say anything. It's a surprise.
That's it, man. You know, it might sound crazy to some people.
I understand it's a past life. Why can't they tell me?
Well, that's a good question. And when you meet the guy and you get together, you'll find out exactly why we couldn't tell you. So
that's weird. It's a good surprise, I guess.
Yes, definitely. It's a, have you ever had a surprise that
well,
wasn't a good
surprise?
Well, I
keep hearing expect little surprises. I even get that in my readings I do on myself, and I'm like, okay. So what do you think, Amy?
I have to go.
Amy, like, leave me alone. What'd you say?
I have to go. I'm not. I really don't do anything with the past life readings,
uh-huh.
At least at this point, maybe in the future, but not now. And I haven't gotten
so
any sensations.
So you have to ask on the person.
Well, she's just saying if you pick anything up with this person who's coming into her life at this moment, which is in the present.
Does she have anything to add on that?
I don't think she wants anything past life crappily.
No.
But
I want Amy to answer in her own little way and gifts that she has.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't pick up anything right now.
Okay.
Everybody been shut down, okay? Damn you, Patrick Collins. How Steven.
Hallelujah.
Yo, shut Amy down. Woo!
Okay, we got Candy's here. Okay, the lady at 7. I guess the one at the area code 717. You've been talking the most, right? I just I'm trying to. Yes, okay. No, I think it's cool. You got some great insight. I like your aggressiveness too as well.
Well, you are so patient. I was just telling literary scribes, I'm like, he's so patient.
Thank you. Well, the situation is a lot of curiosities, but one thing about the curiosity that drives me crazy is the curiosity, I guess. How much it can make somebody want to know something.
Oh, hey, Johnny. I'm not sure if this person's on the call or not, but Blue Velvet in chat put a protection meditation in the chat room. I don't know if Wanda's on there or not herself.
No.
No.
If
you have
something to write it down, I can tell you.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
You have something to write it down?
Oh, for me?
It's a protection meditation that someone put up. Ooh. It's on YouTube.
Yep. Okay. What you got there?
Okay, it's www.youtube.com/ Watch, WATCH, question,
uh-huh.
V, equal sign, a capital Q,
what? Okay, uh-huh.
Lowercase x,
uh-huh.
Dash 573,
uh-huh.
Lowercase z, lowercase f,
yes.
Uppercase a,
okay.
And lowercase c and w.
Blue. I want to sing Blue Moon. Blue Moon.
Okay, YouTube. Okay.
And with the protection, if you're not feeling totally comfortable doing that yourself, you can just call on Archangel Michael and ask Archangel Michael to protect you, to protect your home, to protect whatever it is. And he will do that for you if you have more. If you're going to have more of a belief in the fact that you're being protected if you ask him to do it until you build up your belief in yourself.
Archangel is a really good one, especially with emotional attachments, too. Cut the cord.
Well, I'm not attached.
Something attached.
I don't feel I'm attached, but I don't think he's attached. I don't know.
You definitely, to have you call in here and have you exhibit and throw off so much energy just when you say his name,
there are still
strings there.
Well, I mean, even if I never dated him, anyone that's messing with my computer and doing this, I'd be very frustrated. So
Exactly.
It's not
well, sweetie, I didn't say
back.
They were love strings. I just said they were strings.
Oh,
do you think they're
okay.
still love strings?
No, not especially not on my end. I've done a lot of work to help clear myself because I know what's coming from me
mm-hmm.
and the man that's coming in my life, and that's why I've been working with another person that's more of a psychic, and
mm-hmm.
He does energy work and everything, and
mm-hmm.
I don't put a lot of time in doing emotional release yoga and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on myself to just clear Patrick out. I
yoga.
Used to be worrying about who he was dating and everything. Donnie was telling me things about Patrick, and I'm like, oh, no, oh, I can't breathe. I mean, I couldn't stand to hear these things. They were upsetting me. So when I spoke to him about a week or two
that
ago.
That was crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Even though he was lying to me, he got a girlfriend. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. And you know what? They didn't even faze me. And I think that's what made him angry, too, because I didn't care. So I'm fine as far as that. And
good.
I've been doing a lot of emotional work on me
uh-huh.
and myself to make myself better.
Yeah.
And people say,
yeah.
well, I see such a difference in you. I'm doing things, eating a little better. I'm losing weight. I'm doing good. I'm feeling better about myself. But it's just when I go on my computer, that's when I go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine in every other way.
Good. It sounds like you've done a lot of work.
Okay, well,
I am doing
now we're
going
to contribute the rest of the show to the rest of people.
That's fine.
You've had the first hour. I looked at him going, wow, okay. But it's one of those situations of definitely keep working on yourself. That's great. And this guy that you were talking about, Mr. P, I would forget him.
Mr.
So therefore,
who? Oh,
exactly. Good job.
Work with me here, would you? Mr.
P. Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah, I'm going to try to work on that. This is another thing I need to work on.
I used to do this technique where we'd sit there and we focus on people that were trying to focus on us. And what we would do is we would divert the energy to somebody else we really wanted to talk to. So when Patrick calls or whatever he's doing, you sit there going, look what Joey's done to my computer. Isn't he a sweetheart?
God help me. Okay.
And, I mean, but you see what we just did? We just changed the energy from negative to positive. We diverted it somewhere else to somebody we actually do like. We don't like Patrick,
I'll
but we like Joey because Joey's cool and friends. I like Joey. So.
And what were you saying earlier, Donnie?
I don't know. I said so many things earlier. You got to forget me.
That
was a three-hour show.
I'll keep quiet.
A three-hour show. No, don't be quiet. I'm just saying.
It's not an appropriate joke. I was just.
Oh, it's just, you know, there's so many.
Quiet.
Oh, yeah. There's so many things going on out there.
Just because you're so sensitive like that. That's why I was saying that.
So sensitive. I wanted to talk about something tonight, too, besides Patrick.
I would like to, too.
Patrick.
That's fine.
No, it's just the ideal. I think we have some really good topics here because I was Monday, I was in an accident in the gym where a piece of equipment that was already faulty that someone tried to fix, which I thought they did because it wasn't marked any other way. I get on the machinery. And it's called a hyperextension bench, where you actually get on it and you do, some people call them reverse sit-ups.
It was a hyperflexion bench that night, huh?
Yes. And what happened was, as I was doing my set, the thing that held my feet in place, it broke. So I actually slammed my face into the floor.
Ooh.
And I was actually on the upswing, not the low swing, so that I had all that force behind that coming down. And I actually, now I have 9 stitches in my face, a broken nose, and a concussion. And the thing was, I've talked to a lot of people, but they're giving me more emotions instead of actually what they're actually picking up on and focus and that kind of thing. So I was trying to, I've never been in a situation like this where a faulty piece of machinery had broken and I got hurt. And where do you go from there? I want to sit down with these people and talk to them. And if they give me any problems about that, then I'll go get a lawyer and that kind of stuff. But it was one of those things of throwing it out on the floor and saying, okay, what should we do with this? And we batted around, play hockey, or is there something, the approach, because I've talked to 2 psychics already, One says, I'm going to get a big settlement. The other one says, don't even go there. And it's actually that, besides this piece of equipment, I actually do like working there because it's a private gym. So if anybody has any insight on that whole situation, I'd love to hear it because, I mean, like I was saying before, any kind of psychic information would be great because one person said she saw a nice settlement. If that's the case, I say screw the freaking doctor bills and I'm going to Colorado. But, you know, that whole thing. But and plus, Candy said she wanted to ask something, too, and I wanted to give her some time as well.
Oh, well, thank you, Donnie. It is what I see concerning your situation, and, of course, my reading skills are not up to par right now because of the question I have to ask you. But
okay.
I do see that you will have to have a lawyer.
Okay.
So.
I mean, my biggest thing is I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to. And my projections of getting out here before June. But I also notice how court cases work and that kind of stuff. You get a nice good lawyer, you can actually be anywhere and still get that.
Exactly.
And you focus on the whole thing, too, and do what you got to do. And I'm actually supposed to sit down with these people because I talked to them today about it. I said, I just want to sit down and talk about the whole thing. You know, I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. I just, because I like working at this gym, because it's a private gym. I don't have to deal with the YMCA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 25, and actually right now I got a nice little thing I worked out with these people where I go in the gym and actually clean the benches and clean the place up once or twice a week. And they give me my membership anyway, so I don't pay anything. So I got some things going there. I understand the idea of giving those things up to go to Colorado and the Waynes too, but... And plus, there's always other alternatives with working out, but that's my biggest thing, keeping in shape. I have a thing about brownies, and if I keep myself in shape, the brownies won't take effect. So
depends on how many you eat.
Oh, well, sweetie, it's like this. When I was in there using the store, I walk in the store, and I said, okay, Angel, should I get the brownies, or should I get the can of tuna, or cans of tuna? I still walk out with that box of freaking brownies, and I have a bad habit that when I get home that night, I'm working on the computer, I will eat that whole box before morning.
Oh, jeez.
So people are going, how do you do that? I'm like, if you ever see me work out, you'll see how, when I work out, I work out. I'm in there like 2 hours. I don't sit still. I remember this one guy looked at me and said, just watching you work out makes me tired. So I bust my butt out. You know, anything I put myself into, I always put 100% into it, so...
Are you eating brownies right now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Little honey crumb bite.
Well, that's what
brownies.
I was saying.
You guys have that's to say.
Well, I was on the earlier show. When I was doing my earlier show, I was telling everybody, if you donate $99 to the show, I'll give you 11 60-minute sessions. And I said, the reason I'm only doing it for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because I need all this money so I can pay my bills off by Monday. So I was like, I didn't even take that. I mean, there's a couple of days I took off this week, but even with the time I took off, there was other times I had to cancel all my appointments until the weekend. And those appointments have already been paid for. So they're going to get done this weekend, but I couldn't do them. And then, on top of that, I had a lady who actually emailed me and told me that she thought it was offensive because I actually did my show Tuesday night. I felt good Tuesday night to do my show, so I did my show. And I'd already canceled all my appointments, my private readings. And she wrote me an email saying that she felt like it was basically people who get free readings to get free, they get their readings before the people who pay for them. And that's how her email started off. So she goes, I guess people who do the free readings get theirs first, and the rest of us who pay for them get them second. And I'm like, okay. Actually, what I was trying to do was I was doing my show and still giving what I usually do anyway. And I was trying to say to her was, I felt better that if I did them later on, I could give her 100%. I think I just feel like I give her 100% now. But she didn't take it that way. She took it very offensively, and I was even to the point of, I was almost to the point of calling her up and saying, you know, it's not about ready to the next payment I get on someone else who pays a reading, I just feel like giving you money back. Because she's trying to imply that I don't want to do these readings for her. She's done it twice already. I called her up one day, and she's like, you sound like you don't want to do this reading. I said, no, I've had some frustrations with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if it's coming up that you feel like I don't want to do these readings. She said, well, she's got this attitude that since she's already paid for them, that I don't want to do them now. And I said, no, I
do you realize that those are her issues stemming from inside of her?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It really has nothing to do with you.
Oh, she was on the show one night when Amy came on. Amy Arrows came on here from Cupid's Psychic Game. She was on here venting about donations, and this lady was in the chat room basically bashing Amy. And we all said the same thing, too. This lady is feeling guilty because she felt like she knew she should have paid more for the readings. And that was she's
oh, I think I know. I think I know who you're talking about. I'm not going to say the name because I was in another show, and there was someone bashing her for that episode.
Yeah, so I was sitting there going, you know something, you guys are... we sit here and say, well, it sounded like to me like... I said, if you're having a problem... And you feel like that, because she asked me, because she actually called me the next day, and she goes, if you don't feel like, she goes, do you feel comfortable with the price that you gave me? I'm thinking to myself, obviously she doesn't. Because I gave her a heck of a deal. I gave her a heck of a deal on six readings. I only charged her, I think, $40 for 60-minute readings, six 60-minute readings. And she goes, you feel comfortable with that? I said, well, I wouldn't have offered it if I didn't feel comfortable with it. But ever since then, she's been kind of like iffy about this. I'm like, I just sat her and tell her, I said, nope, I'm fine with it. I have no problem. I'm going to follow through with it. I have a person that said, I said, when I say I'm going to do something, I always follow through. I said, I'm sorry, this week I couldn't do that reading for you. And then I have a lady named Tara who has paid for six 60-minute readings, okay? And she has never voiced her opinion about any kind of thinking that was going to rip her off or anything. She just keeps emailing me and saying, if when I get the time, I'll set up an appointment. But that's all there is to it. She's listened to the show a couple of times, that kind of stuff. Nobody else said anything about me doing the show Tuesday night. Only thing I got that I did the show Tuesday night was everybody understood what had happened on Monday, and everybody was very, very, they were very, very open and nice and saying they really appreciated me even taking the effort to even do the show.
Yeah, I remember that because I made one of those comments because it was the night of your accident. You were on painkillers.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there going, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay,
yeah.
You're okay.
You're like
okay.
Zoning out. And you're like, oh, sorry, must be the pain med.
Yeah, but you know, but I told everybody, I said, it's kind of amazing because the information I was picking up was so, like, around the money, like, boom, boom, boom. So I was like, okay, relax, it's good. So I'm just saying, with the situation, I hate to get a lawyer, and I think that's one of those things. If it becomes a point where I got to do that, I might actually do that. I might just say forget it and just say my main objective here is to go to Colorado. That's more important to me. And unless somebody wants to tell me about this big settlement I'll get, and then I might recant that, because my friend Regina told me about $72,000.
Would that be enough to get you back to Colorado?
$72,000.
That's more than enough. That will get him to Colorado a few times.
I'm sorry, girls. I could give you guys all $1,000 and still make it back there. But Candy, you said you had to ask something?
Yeah. I've been feeling like I'm stuck in quicksand. I've been feeling like this since last weekend. You know, it's almost like I'm just going through one heck of an energetic shift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one point in time I felt like I was between two mountains looking up at this mountain going, oh, crap, I got to climb that one. Figured I'll just camp out, you know, until I'm ready.
Really?
To.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I hit that floor. I got to get up. Okay. Yeah. It was freaky. When I slammed into the floor. And I guess I rolled across the floor because the guys that were there said I was actually out for a couple of minutes.
Oh,
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember that part. I do have a bump on the. I have a bruise on the back of my head too. I'm like, where'd that come from? Or I lost some hair. I don't know. But you know, I was actually talking to Amy and a couple other people too. They were talking about those last couple of weeks when we've been having these earthquakes and that kind of stuff. A lot of people have been kind of feeling under the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't know that it's like almost like it's unexplainable. What's going on? I have no clue.
Yeah, I was also I was supposed to hear back from my advisor because I had applied for a master's degree in criminal justice, and he told me he would call me with a yay or nay if I was, you know, approved, and I can't even get a hold of him. So I'm like, maybe the universe doesn't want me to go back to school.
I'm sorry, guys. You know, I hear things like this, and I hate to sit here and talk about the new, all the good things that have been happening in my life in a couple of days. I'm actually working on Keen now, and then there's this other freaking company I work for I can't pronounce. Orandom.com. I'm working for them now. Actually, that was kind of cool. I had this international phone call of training with this company. They were sitting there kind of going over everything. This lady called me from Europe, and she said, we need to go over some things with you. And she went over all this stuff, and I kind of got it down. It's basically a live chat, but you have, I don't know. It's like those, if anybody's ever been on some of these internet things where they have these chat rooms you can go into and talk to people, and they're live sex shows or they're live advice or whatever it is. This is on the same format, except it's, you know, you keep your clothes on. But
I'm like, well, do you work there often?
Because I went into this thing today, and I was like, and there was a couple of girls that came in there, and I didn't realize it because I just started working this thing, right? But you're not supposed to answer any questions in the chat. They have to take you in a private reading before you can answer any questions. So I went on. This is my very first time. I'm like, what is that ringing in my ears? Well, what it is, the thing will ring every time someone comes into the room. And I didn't know that. And there's members. Those are the people who have the names. And people who don't have members are the ones that say guest on them. So I was all doing this thing here, and this lady's asking me questions about her boyfriend. And I'm like, I kept on saying to her over and over again, he doesn't have another woman. No, he didn't leave you. He just ran away. He just ran away. I kept on typing it over. He just ran away. Quit making it personal. It has nothing to do with you. He's focusing on himself of like, oh, this is scary. When she said, she goes, well, we're supposed to get married, and I love him. Whoop-de-doo. And people go, that's kind of insensitive. And I said, no, it's not. She needs to focus on herself, but she's focusing on everything else but. That's the point. Focus on oneself. That's, you know, if you cannot change anything on the outside until you're willing to go inside, then you'll get some good results. That's where you find the answers. Not on the outside, because that's why we keep spinning our tires and going, okay, maybe Joey's got it for me. Hello, come here. Answer this question for me. And, you don't got it? Or it's some kind of lame answer, and you get angry with him and didn't realize that the reason you're getting angry is because maybe the truth is of turning around and going inside oneself and going, okay, what the heck is the problem? Oh, there it is. It's over by my kidney. Oh. It might sound crazy, but it's there. It really is. So does anybody else have any comments? I mean, do you guys hate lawyers? I don't hate lawyers. I just get sick of them treating me like an employee.
I love lawyers.
Of course you do. They got money. But
Right.
No, I don't like lawyers because they pay. See, a lawyer gets paid by the hour. So therefore, that means to me that he's an employee. So therefore, he does it the way I wanted to do it, not the way he thinks I should listen to him to do it.
People, though, when they walk through the door, they hand all of their power over to the lawyer.
Yeah, because lawyers are like cops. You ever notice it with cops? The cop could be wrong about everything, but you still seem to listen to him. Doctors are the same way, because I had a friend of mine, well, actually I had some relatives. This doctor operated on my great aunt when he shouldn't have. But see, the reason no one said anything, because he's a doctor. He should know, not realizing that most times when you go to a doctor, they're just, you tell them what's wrong with you, and what they're telling you is, it's a theory about what they think is wrong, what is wrong with you. Until it's actually proven, it's always a theory. But you're giving too much power to these guys, saying, okay, so you think that's what it is, huh? I just tell people, listen to your intuition. If something's questioning you, you should be questioning him and asking yourself the same question, because the idea of everything going on around you takes in a lot of accountability, because I've been there myself. But I'm just saying that these people let this guy operate on our great aunt, and they wasn't too sure about him, but he was a doctor, so he should know, right? Well, in the process of getting operated on, my aunt didn't live 4 days after the operation. And then it was one of those things we found out later on. The doctor said that even operating on her wouldn't have changed anything. So my question was, why do it in the first place? But no one.
Get the money.
I'm just saying. Money. But no one asked the question. And I said, because I was sitting telling people, I said, I like to be in these situations just because I knew for a fact I would say something.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, just like this, buddy, what's up? And the guy's, because people, I mean, what's this lawyer? And this lawyer was just kind of like, this is what's going on. Why do you charge so much? He goes, because I had to go to college and do all this, and it cost me a lot of money. That was 10 freaking years ago. Are you that bad with money? There was a guy on Amy's show that came on. He was a lawyer, and he said Amy was caught charging donations. And he said, "Well, okay, so you're charging donations until you get all the money for your monthly fees, right?" And she's, "Well, donations are donations, and they're just donations. It doesn't matter what they're for or what they're going to cover." And he goes, "Well, what I'm saying is, once you get all the donations you want, then you'll stop charging donations because you have the fees." And she said, "Well, if that's the case, once you pay all your bills off and all your schooling and stuff, are you going to stop charging people too?"
Right.
He wanted to jump her ass for it, but he wasn't willing to sit there and answer the question for her either. He changed it back and forth and said, "Well, you're just charging people for readings." My biggest thing was, so what? You want to charge people too? You have a service.
Well, at least they're getting something from Amy.
They're what?
At least they're getting something from Amy, unlike a lawyer.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? At least they're getting something.
Well,
but then I want to tell you something about the doctor. What you're talking about, I'm diabetic. I went to the doctor, and she gets mad at me because I questioned her. And she's like, "Well, you need a flu shot, you need a tetanus shot, a booster shot, and it was something else, I forgot." And I thought, "I'm not taking all that." And she got angry and said, "Well, I don't think I can treat you." And, well, you know me, I cussed her out. But, how dare she tell me what I better do or you're not going to treat me? So I'm going to put dangerous vaccines in my body and take everything because you told me to? I haven't had the flu. Maybe once in my life, I was 14. I'm 40 years old. Why would I put all this in my body? And they get angry because you question them or don't do what they say. They say, "I'm going to treat you. You got to do everything I say." You're crazy to do everything they say. They'll just kill you. I'd rather just kill myself, not let you kill me.
Well, lawyers and doctors are the same way.
Yeah.
They have a tendency to put themselves on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm, right.
But if you sit here and look at the schooling they went through, the schooling teaches them to do that, to rise above what you're working for.
Right.
See, I mean, actually, lawyers are taught how to lie. But it's basically what it says is to take yourself out of the situation to justify what you're doing, which I still classify that as lying, but okay.
Right.
They just have a big old long term for it. But and doctors are the same way. Doctors are taught that they have to be in a certain way so they can treat their patients. And I say that's really bull, because I feel like, I mean, if I could sit there and tell jokes through the whole thing and still accomplish what I'm trying to do, then that's why I would do it, because that's a fun way of doing it. But I think it also benefits everybody too, in a positive way. Instead of, I've seen too many people like doctors and lawyers who say, "I'm being very serious," but all it is a tactic to make you look at them. They want the attention.
Yeah.
So it's like, my gosh, let's turn this around. I told people like this. I like to talk tough on these subjects because it's like these are like imbalances in society. So if people are saying, "Well, it's kind of hard to balance things out." Yeah, there are some things that when you look at those situations, I mean, how could you really approach that? Because they have such a mentality that says this, it's not a perfect system, but it's the only one we got. What they're trying to tell you is this is one we're going to work with. We have no intentions of creating another one. Which I think, in some sense of the word, actually it defies the world. It defies this country. This country was actually a country that was actually created on differences of walking away from those kind of prejudices. And still we have it within our country now. Amy?
Hey, Donnie. There is a question in the chat.
Oh, we have chat? Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I know, but is it what it is? Okay, I was looking at the question, but there was other things too. Okay, what is it?
It's about my boyfriend and I. If we are going to get back together. His name is Joshua. Her name is Faith. That's Running Waters in the chat.
Running Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is, Running Waters. Oh, okay, I didn't see it. Sorry, guys. It's like a purplish writing. You know, I was like, his name is Josh, my name is Faith. Well, heck, with that kind of name, I'd say yeah. But there's something about the situation, it doesn't seem to set with Josh too well. If you consider and tell me something about the situation, like, oh, that sounds like a cool dream, Blue Velvet. Oh, okay, wrong one. I'm trying to ask the question. Hello? How are you? I'm just saying, it seems like Josh is the person who has the problem. You're trying to sit there and focus and try to balance the whole thing out in your own head. I think you're doing too much work, too. You're not, it's like, I always say put blame where blame belongs and kick it to Josh. Hey, guys, guess what? Wanda's not here. For some reason, I feel really happy.
Do you need to take some pain medicine?
Why? What'd I do?
No, I'm just...
I'm happy.
Feeling...
The pain I was getting there for a while was because of somebody kind of dwelling on this P word.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't saying it because of that.
No.
Feeling pressure in my nose, that's all.
No, I already took my antibiotics. I don't have any more pain pills. Until I get some more payments in my freaking PayPal account, I really can't get any more.
Doesn't mean you don't need it, though, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
She was giving me a headache, but, you know, I'm sorry, guys. The headache's gone. And so that actually describes the whole thing, I think. But on that note, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, jeez. She has her moments.
Do you see this? She says she's going to Africa and hopefully we'll be back by next summer. Or by summer, sorry.
Is it the Joshua Faith thing?
Yes.
Joshua, to me, every time they sit and focus on that situation, he's the one that comes up as the problem and the situation and the issue. And there seems like it's a big surrounding thing. Like I think he is actually, to me, I'm picking up when he's really self-centered, too. I don't know if that makes any sense, if you've seen something in the chat room.
The only thing that's been written so far is that he's going to Africa, and hopefully we'll be back by summer.
I get the impression he might actually be back way before summer. But it might not be this summer, but I see it back before summer. So there's a good chance that it might be a little bit longer than this summer here, but... be back before summer of next year. Yes, and then with Candy's situation, I just feel like...
Because he's focused on his career.
He's focused on his career.
Yeah.
You know, some people have to realize you can still focus on a career and still have a wife.
Right.
Or a boyfriend. Or a husband. Because in the midst of being married, I'm sure your career is going to continue.
He owns a non-profit.
He owns a non-profit business?
But that isn't a business, just nonprofit. That could be what she means, but...
Why don't you ask her why she doesn't trust him? I get the impression she doesn't trust him.
I think she can hear you.
Okay, I don't think you trust him. There's something about the dude, it's like there's something under the surface. You know, you ever have those people where you're just like, okay, I feel something's right there, I just can't see it. But there's something that makes me feel like I can't trust you. But on the same level, she has a problem trusting herself as well. So it might be a combination of both. It really will. Yeah, we had a problem on the show where Wanda came on. I had my friend Nicole was here. And she just basically bashed her and said she wouldn't even talk to her, wouldn't listen to her, nothing. Now, how I approached the whole thing was, I let Nicole take care of it. It was like a thing between the two of them. And she thought that, we talked about this later, she was like, she felt like I should have done something. I told her the reason I didn't is because by her taking care of her own situation, then she got a lot of respect for standing up for herself. But plus, I also considered her on Fridays when she's here. I also consider her as a co-host. So she has all... the right in the world to basically take her off the line too.
Yep. She said yes, and she's struggling on her own too, and she might need to move out of her house, the house soon.
She might what?
Might need to move out of the house soon. This is on Running Water, our Faith.
Where is she at?
She's trying to get by on her own and unsure if he's going to be there for her, especially now that he's leaving.
And he's going, did she say he's going to South Africa?
She said Africa. I don't know if that, where.
Well, I got South Africa, so. I just get the impression that when he goes to South Africa, they're going to lose touch with each other. I mean, I don't care if they're writing back and forth or whatever they're going to do. I just feel like there's going to be a drop-off in communication altogether, any kind of communication, which is kind of bad. So, Candy, what's your situation? Are you there?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm starting to peter out.
Actually, Tony, I'm going to say good night for now, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Spacing it.
You're kind of spacing it?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
My spirit's ready to go to the astral plane right now, so I'm going to let it go.
No problem.
Right.
Thank you for being here, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Candy.
Bye. No, that's actually Amy.
Yeah, that was Amy that was leaving.
Yeah,
oh,
Amy's
leaving.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Candy's still here. No,
hi,
I just want to
Candy.
Hello.
Say your name again so I can actually pronounce it this time.
Have you heard of Elvira?
Elvira?
Yeah, the Mistress of the Night with the long black hair.
Well, I never thought about the long. Well, every time so. If someone says Elvira, what I think about is the cleavage. I don't think about the hair. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Then you know who Elvira is, right?
Yes, because the hair wasn't real.
My name is Vira without the L.
Okay, Vira. Vira. Okay, gotcha. No problem. I'm sorry. It's been pronunciation.
It's okay. We'll just blame the pain medicine that you're probably not taking.
Gotcha. Yeah, I actually went down there, and that lady looked at me. I said, oh, she goes, there'll be like 30 pills, and that'll be like $14 or $15. I'm like, I don't have that. So I was like, she goes, oh, but you know, if you want to, you can only get 5 or 10 or whatever. You don't have to get the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, well, give me 10. How much is that? She goes, that's like, it was amazing. You only give me 10. It was only like $4 or something. So I was like, okay, cool, we can do that. Because I mean, honestly, everybody I've talked to this week has sent me energy. Amy sent me energy. I was talking to some guy, Mark, who actually has a show called For Healing Something Something. He sent me energy. Everybody's been sending me energy, so I think I've been really healing fast. Healing for inner peace, that's what he is. And then Amy was... and then I was there talking to Amy, too. Amy Eros, from Cupid's Psychic Aim. Have you guys listened to that show?
Once or twice.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. But there are so many good shows on Blog Talk Radio that I would be up 24 hours a day listening to them all.
Really?
I know. It's addicting.
You know? So unfortunately, I have to pick and choose, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with my scheduling right now, I started working for Keem. And then I started working for this other company, which I don't know how that's going to work out. But I also, Nicole got me a try over where she's at with Circle of Stars. And I was like, okay, we'll do those for a while and get some money coming in. It's kind of hard. It's really hard to talk about the situation going, okay, money thing. I mean, it's like I was talking about 2 weeks ago. Everything was like going so well. And there's been such a sporadic change in energy. And I don't know what it is. Because I was like, Candy was talking about what she's talking about, and it was like a week there too. I was feeling the same way, but mine was like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And then Amy was sick. I mean, Amy was like, she was sick. She didn't feel good, that kind of stuff. And it would happen right at the same time that big tidal wave hit Japan. So it's been common for people to get nauseous and Dizzy and that kind of stuff, who are psychic around around fault lines and that kind of stuff. So.
Well, of course, I'm in California, so we have about a million here.
Exactly. I was out there, and that, I saw that one fault line as I was going up 70 to go to California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we went it down that way, and it was kind of funny how we've seen that thing, because you can see the trees, as they're kind of, the trees are growing around the fault line, where
yeah.
You can see it so clearly. But things are changing quickly, and everybody keeps saying, the one thing I heard the most was, California's going to drop into the ocean. No, it's not. It's going to break off, and it's going to be just like the Hawaiian Islands. Because actually right now, on the coast, the tide has been washing underneath California for
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Oh, yes.
So to sit there and say it's going to fall into the ocean, I don't think so. If it does, it does. But I'm just saying, you know, everybody's freaking out about 2012. I think it's just one of those things we're having. You know, there is some things that are happening right now, but we got the big moon and certain planets are aligning a certain way and that kind of stuff. So you're having different things. But if you look back in history, realistically, I've seen a lot of history. There was a tide. There was actually a typhoon that hit back in the early 1700s. Around Louisiana and all those things, it actually went about 4 or 5 states in. It was so huge. So these things, you know, we're seeing things now, but if you think about back then, in the 1700s, there wasn't any kind of population out in the Midwest.
No.
It was just wide open, so they didn't know about this until they were actually doing some archaeology and doing some digs and found out that this big typhoon had hit. And some of the things, and they actually talked to some of the people around that area too, that some of the history of the islands and some of the people that were there. I think it's amazing some of these cultures that have the ability. They don't have writing per se, and they actually pass stories down. So they keep repeating the same story to their sons, and then their sons repeat it. It's all verbal. There's nothing written down. It's all verbal.
Yes. A lot of Native American stories are like that.
Yeah.
You know,
so.
It's like with the flood, you know, just about every Native American nation, actually any elderly nation, you know, no matter what country it is, they have that particular story. But it's all, you know, of course, they tell it their way.
Yeah, Candy, I'm sorry. I seen that you wrote in the chat room, hang up on her, and I was like... It had crossed my mind a couple of times where I just went, you know, I'm sitting there going.
You know, we want to, but we don't because we really want to help them. You know, it's really funny because I've had people even on my show and they're, you know, it's like they're pounding you for the answer that they want.
They're show travelers.
Yes.
That's what I call them. They're jumping from show to show to show to show. And you're
oh,
like,
yes.
Because I was actually on a couple of shows too and people go, what do you go to so many shows for? And a lot of times I'm just listening. And there's people I want to have on my show, so I like to listen to them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I wouldn't have somebody on my show who's a devil worshiper. And that kind of thing. Or maybe I would. So it would be a counterpoint, you know, point, counterpoint kind of thing. Saying, you believe in the devil, but you don't believe in God. I'm sorry, you can't believe in... I don't think you can believe in one without the other. It's like...
Yeah, it's like you can't believe in day and not night.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's duality.
I believe in God. I don't believe in the devil.
Yeah,
well, I phrase it differently. I believe in God, and then when I live in Colorado, I have these people come in my shop, and they're like, "Do you believe in God and Jesus?" Well, I sit here and talk for almost an hour on my belief, and they were all sitting there listening. I thought that was kind of cool. The Christians are sitting there listening to me, and then they came back and they said, "Okay, that's great. That's very passionate. You know, great man. You believe in God and Jesus and the whole thing." And they said, do you believe in the devil? I said, no, I don't. And they go, well, he exists. I said, I'll put it to you like this. I never said he didn't exist. I don't believe in him. I don't give him the power. His name's Patrick. So, therefore, who are you going to give your power to? You're going to give it to, you know, give it to God, or are you going to give it to the devil? Or in your life, what are you going to do? You're going to have a negative life or a positive life. It's your choice. You can do what you want to, and there's a choice there, so... I said, yeah, okay, he exists, but he's not getting any power from me, so I feel like if he has no power, therefore he can't use that against me. Because a lot of churches will sit there and tell you that you need to know, so therefore he can't do. And I'm sitting there going, wow, and look at your guys' lives. All you think about is all the bad things, because if you don't think about those bad things, then they're going to happen, not realizing that's exactly what's happening. Because that's what I was trying to tell her. The one thing I was trying to tell Wanda is the more you put the power in whatever it is you create, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Because the people are sitting there going, how did George Bush get elected? Because everybody in this country was focusing on how bad George Bush was. That energy manifested just exactly what we didn't want to happen. But that's all we focused on. And I was sitting talking about this country is really getting on my nerves right now, because I'll keep thinking about the Holocaust. And I'm not saying these things didn't happen. And yeah, okay, great. But it's done. It's over. It's done.
Let it go.
Let it go. And then people talking about 2012, it's the end of the world. I said, why don't you guys read that text a little bit further on page 12 or page 13? Because on page 11 it says the world ends. But on page 13 it says, but it's the new beginning. I said, you forgot that part, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's almost like people almost dead bent on destruction. We want the world to end so we can have something to bitch about when this wave is coming in. We're going, oh my God, my life sucks. Not yet, but the wave's coming. you know. But I said to tell people all the time, I'm sitting there going, it even says in the Bible, in the situation of changing one's thoughts, you change the outcome. So if it says it in there, that means what's predained to happen in the Bible can also be changed by how we perceive it and what we're thinking, so therefore it can all go to the positive. And I told someone, I said, think about this, guys. When it says focus on the kingdom of God, it's basically saying if you focus on a heaven on earth, which is a positive thing, that's what you'll get. And the negative stuff can't happen. Why? First of all, you're not thinking about it, but two things can't occupy the same space. So if you there's things going on in your life, I go, my life sucks. How come I can't have the positive? Well, try to do the windshield wiper effect and wipe it clean. Get rid of some of all this residue and this stuff that's going on in your life right now. And stop going to your neighbors and talking about it. All you're doing is reaffirming it. And I think we're all guilty of that at one thing or another, because I've done it myself.
Yeah.
So they're going, okay, Joey just came to my and just broke my sidewalk. And then I go to the neighbor, Joey broke my sidewalk. I go to the gym, Joey broke my sidewalk. And you just keep doing that over and over again, not realize. Because the prime example is Wanda. Did you hear what she was saying? Every time we would say something to forget it, she would reaffirm it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wanted to put anger into it, because she said we're giving her simple answers. Well, sometimes the solution is simple. You're making it more difficult than what it really was. And then even when I sit here and try to say, okay, this don't talk about P word, this P, Mr. P here, who's that? Exactly. Who is that? Who cares? But then she had to come back, oh, Patrick. See, she just had to reaffirm it. And I'm like, I've never seen a woman so dead bent on destruction.
I have.
Well, we have now.
No, even before her. Matter of fact, I even talked to you about that, a gal that I know. And you told me that she's just sitting on her tuffet. And it's true.
Yes.
She refuses to move from her situation. She would rather complain about this or that. And it was always the same crap. Finally,
guys, really, stop
I'm
talking
done.
About me. I'm still on the line.
We're not talking about you, sweetheart. Haven't you noticed, Liz, I don't have a co-host anymore?
Yeah,
well,
I talked with you about that.
Yeah, that's a fine.
Well, I guess I'm lucky then, huh? Because I've been trying to, I can't seem to have a co-host for very long, and then they kind of fade out. And Barbara's been sticking around the longest, and then Nicole was there for a while, and she's going to Europe in April. So, I mean, I knew she wasn't going to be around that long, but people like her so much when she's on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there telling her, I said, you need to come on the show. I said, people like you and that kind of stuff, and come on Fridays or Thursdays or Wednesdays or whatever it is. You don't have to come every week, I mean, every day of the week, but I said, you know, people have been coming to me asking me, you know, why are you not on the show more? And I'm asking the same thing. Why are you not on the show more? Because you're really insightful. You really help everything out. So come on. So she was like, she's just started doing this professionally. And it's something that people don't, because I've been talking to her and Amy. And I keep telling them, I said, girls, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years. Now, when I ask the question why things are not going the way I think they should, I, you know, It does get a little
You've been doing this for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the person. See, when I was 10 years old, I drowned. And then from that point on, things just opened up for me. So, I mean, when I say I've been doing readings for over 20 years, professionally, it can be questioned. But I've always been answering somebody's question or giving somebody advice about relationships and just the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I picked up palm reading came to me so freaking quickly because I'm an empath that I took it on
different levels. And you can do it distantly.
Yeah, that freaked me out too. I did that by remote. I was telling this lady, she goes, can you do palm readings remote? I said, I just started describing her palm to her and telling her about her palm and stuff. And she goes,
uh-huh.
That's exactly right. I said, I guess I can. I can do a remote. Hey, that's cool. So every day is See, this is different than anything I've ever done in my whole life because working in a factory, the same thing happens every freaking day, except for Jill's, you know, Jill's nailing everybody in the warehouse, but no big deal there. But I did notice that when I worked in like 3 or 4 different warehouses, and it's like a soap opera. So you might have different people playing these roles, but they seem to be the same role. You always have the whore. You always have the person who says she's not and she's doing everybody. You got the guy who says he's not doing her and he's the nicest guy in the warehouse. And you got the certain bosses and that kind of stuff. They all have this. It's almost like a sitcom. They all the roles are all there, but just different people playing them. And Jill came in. Jill was one of the weirdest people because she would brag about being a bitch, but if you called her one, she would go off. And I'm like, that's the biggest contradiction I've ever seen in my life. And if you're gonna brag about it. Isn't it kind of weird that you get mad because someone called you one when you're saying, yeah, go ahead and call me one? So one night we were sitting there doing it, we were sweeping the dock off, and there was a broom outside laying next to the freaking wall. And somebody walked up and said, you want to use that broom? I said, well, if you use that broom, Jill won't have no ride home. And they thought that was you know, or my funny thing was I said, you never want to kiss Jill. And they go, why is that? Because you will get such an ice cream headache. And they were like, what are you calling her? Well, I think it's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
He's ice like, cream?
Oh. Yeah. So I was like, that's my biggest thing is I just have a tendency to rack off jokes about anything and everything at the time. I mean, who knows when I do the show, I don't like to be really serious about it. I get passionate about some things, or some people call getting up on the soapbox, but it's just the idea, like I said before, it's a passionate thing when some people, I mean, that one lady was on the show the other night. I mean, every time we started sending to her about anything, about this boy, she wanted to prove us so wrong. I finally just asked her the question, why are you doing that? Everybody kind of got stunned, too, because I was like, I just want to ask one question. She goes, what's that? I said, I want to know why you keep really latching onto this. Every time we say anything about this situation, not going to happen, you latch onto it even tighter. Why do you do that? Ask yourself that question. Why you keep latching onto this even tighter and tighter and tighter? I mean, you are so dead bent on this, you're not giving this up. And I just came to life later on. We found out she wasn't even dating the guy. He was a guy from high school, and she connected with him on Facebook again. And she wanted to know, was anything going to happen there? And we basically said, no, nothing's going to happen. He's just too much into himself. He doesn't give her anything. He doesn't do nothing. And when I sat there and said that, that's when she came back, and she said, well, how's he feel? I said, who cares? It's not about him. I said, haven't you been hearing what we've been saying? It's all about you. You're looking for your solutions, and you're looking for closure, and you're looking for completion, but it's not out there, and it's not in him. He was a fantasy that she never got when she was in high school. Now she's dead bent on getting that fantasy. She doesn't realize that the guy that she wants to have that fantasy with doesn't exist anymore. He's a high school man. He doesn't, you know, I think that's the hard thing about, I think a lot of us have that hard thing too. When everything becomes the past, that's where it should stay. And when you actually meet somebody for the first time, it's like the idea of pretending that you don't, how would you put that? It's like pretending this is the very first relationship you've ever been in.
You're not bringing all your baggage.
Yeah, but if you sit and think about it realistically, it is the very first relationship you've ever had because that's in the now. And in the now, you haven't dated anybody else. This is the first person that's happening at this moment. So, we should treat it that way. We really should look at it and say, okay, let's look at this guy. on how he presents himself to me, and don't judge him by anything I've been through. Because first of all, it's kind of unfair to judge him because of what some jerk did to me in the past. And then realize the past is dead, so therefore it doesn't exist anymore, so why you even use those at all? I mean, sure, we have things that we learn, but in the process of learning, we grow. So we don't have to hang on to them anymore. I mean, it's like, if that's the case, then we should be hanging to all the school books we had when we was in high school, just in case we forget something. I forgot the Revolutionary War. I got to look that up. Oh, you don't do that. You don't carry those books everywhere you go. You learn it. You carry on. You learn something from the whole situation. And then you carry it with you everywhere you go. So you don't have to do that. So you look at the situation, go, I'm a better person now, so therefore treat it that way. Make better decisions. Is this guy a jerk? What do you feel? I think we should acquire those things, and as we meet people, we should look at them going, okay, from all the stuff that I learned, I should be able to determine if he's the one or not and save myself some time. You know, walk up, he's a jerk, gotta go.
Yes, I mean, and when you say it, it sounds so simple, but I think that a lot of times, I know I carried crap from one relationship to the next, and it was a huge learning experience, but I think that a lot of the reasons we do it is because we misconceive the idea that if we have all of the crap with us, it reminds us that we have to protect ourselves, that we have to be safe, and all of these other falsehoods.
Yeah, and then we don't realize by carrying these bags with us everywhere, our arms have actually gotten longer.
Exactly, so, and we're missing out on our life.
Yeah, we're dragging the bags too, man. We're like, okay, I feel so exhausted. Well, put them down. I mean, it'd be amazing if we could actually do that too.
Yeah,
baggage was real baggage, yeah.
We wouldn't carry it around, would we?
No, we wouldn't. The physical part of that whole thing. Jeez, I might do that because I like working out, but. Ooh, I'm getting bigger shoulders.
sure, I'll take your crap too. Hand it over.
I will say one thing. I've been taking these antibiotics, and for some reason, when I did go to the gym, got some incredible workouts. I don't know what's in this stuff, but I'm not going to keep taking it. I'm just saying, I just noticed that I walk in, I was like one workout. I haven't worked out all week. I go in and work out today. I did get nauseous and kind of sick, but I think it's because I haven't been doing anything physically for a while. And I sit there and go, wow, man, I feel like a brick wall. It's like taking some nitric oxide or something where you get those big pumps and stuff, or testosterone or something. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, this is kind of wild.
Wow.
It was interesting. No, I was sitting there talking about this gym because I was sitting there talking, even something told me to walk away from the whole thing. So, okay, you want to work out here for a little bit longer and that kind of stuff? Because there's other things coming into play. Like there's other money coming in. I just feel like that I've been putting out so much lately that's coming back. I decided to do these classes on whiziq.com where you can actually be a teacher and teach classes on there. I was charging $20, $25 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know something, I'm going to just do some free classes first.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there and you know get a reputation, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then charge people and say, okay, I think this stuff has worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get tired of people coming and say, well, you should do this for free. I'm not doing it.
No, you shouldn't. And if you go on there and you're doing it for free, you already know what I want to say.
I think we should tell people like this. When we say we're doing it for free, that means you're free to take – to take advantage of the situation, but it's not free because it's taking time and energy and what we're doing and who we are to do those things. So they're thinking, oh, is it free? I said, no, just you to take advantage of it, but it's not free. It's definitely a lot of energy and a lot of preparations put into these things. And when I do classes, I start off reading a text or I have a diagram, but what usually happens, if you've listened to my show, that kind of takes on a light of its own, and you know for a fact I'm not reading from a book. It's just I realize I already know this stuff, and it comes through real quickly. 206. Oh, I knew who that is.
What classes are you teaching?
Oh, the classes I'm going to be doing is I'm teaching about doing angel card readings and tarot card readings and how to connect with your guides to do those readings, be more effective about it. It's called whiziq.com. You go on there, and as far as I know, as long as you... I think you can just show up and be a part of it and be on there. Because I told mm-hmm. him what we're going to do is we're basically going to go, I'm going to go over each card individually
mm-hmm.
and tell people that just because it means this doesn't mean it's going to mean that for everybody. And you have to learn how to detail it to the individual. But working with your guides and angels helps you out better to do that. And plus, I was Candy, remember I talked about this lady named Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about Shannon.
Well, she wants me to, what she did was she said that she got in trouble with the DUI, so she's moving to Ohio, and she wants to come down and see me, and she wants to see if this relationship we have can go somewhere. But now she said, I want you to come up here and help me, because I need someone to drive this truck. I said, okay, what do you mean, do you start jogging right now, or what? And she's like, no. She says, you figure out how you want to do it, and I'll either pay for the gas whoever brings you, or if you want to take a bus or whatever you want to do, I'll pay for it and you come up here. And I was like, why do I feel like that is so,
being used?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something, I guess, because when it came to me, it was an alternative motive. And she said, I love you, I care about you. In some sense of the word, I think she does. But these expectations of some things that she's, I still feel like there's a fantasy thing going on, you know?
And remember, too, when someone says that they love you, it can mean something totally different from your idea of what love is.
Yeah.
And she may love you to the capacity that she's able.
I love you. I'd love to use you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say that too.
I would love for you to drive my truck. I did the same thing to my ex-wife. People go, do you still love your ex-wife? I said, yeah. Love to run her over. Love to shove her off a cliff. You know, people are going, that's mean. I said, you have never met her. And this is kind of funny too, guys. Seriously. Realistically, I have talked about my ex-wife. Everybody who's ever met her thought I was over-exaggerating, but after they met her, said, wow, you were so right. Because that's the reaction everybody else gives, too. So you're sitting there going, you know. And I did. Hold on, guys. There's actually someone who called in. Area code 206. Are you there? 206. And 206 is gone. Well, so 206 couldn't stay with us very long.
Oh,
well. But,
guys, I'm fading fast. I might have to get going.
You're fading fast. We got 21 minutes, man. Come on.
I am in and out of consciousness. I feel like I'm following Amy to the astral plane.
I'll take one of Donnie's pain pills. You'll be fine.
I actually taken the pain pills that one day, and I was sitting there working, and all of a sudden I just had to lay down. I was like, oh, I feel like I've been zapped. So, Candy, do you think I should go to Pennsylvania and actually drive Shannon down here?
No.
What do you think?
I thought it was Ohio.
No, I'm in Ohio.
Okay, and she's in Pennsylvania.
And she's in Pennsylvania, yeah. She's in Pennsylvania. I'm in Ohio. She wants me to come up to Pennsylvania and drive the truck down here. Now
well,
one
I
thing
tell
I'll,
you what.
What.
I'm in Pennsylvania, so you could come and you could pick her up. Then you guys could come over here and see me, and I could beat some sense into you, and she can drive you to Ohio. How's that?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Oh, okay. No, I was sitting there going over the whole thing going, okay, she said that she's coming down here. She's got a place to live. It's in Jackson. Now, what's so funny about that whole situation was the reason I was even considering it is because I actually had someone on my show who called in one day, and she has a coffee shop down in Jackson, and she said that she'd love to have me come down and do readings in her shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I want to warn you, and she goes, what's that? I said, when I show up someplace, I do have a following. And she's like, oh, that's great. I need more business. I said, okay, I just want you to tell. You know, it wasn't a bragging thing. It's just that, you know, it's one of those things of attracting people. You can do it.
Because
I know for a fact, after working there for a while, that, you know, people would sit there and go, you got to check this situation out. Because when I was working in Colorado, we had the first shop. We gave out flyers one time. And then after that, it was word of mouth. And we have people coming in all the time. Plus, I used to do a lot of visuals, too. I would focus and say, okay, I'm going to be doing a reading, and when I walk out of that reading, there's going to be four or five people waiting for me. Until we actually got the shop organized, There was a couple times I actually did. We'd be sitting there waiting to, for space inside the shop because we only had two rooms. And for some reason, the lady I was working with at that time wanted to have one room for readings and then have a room for waiting. And we did have a lot of people waiting and that kind of stuff, and things were going on, so we were only using one room. Or we'd have, you know. Then we have the waiting room. I remember a couple times doing readings in the waiting room on the coffee table. So I focused and visualized, and then her partner came in and said, "I have this big oak kitchen table. Would you like to have that? And then maybe you guys should take one room and she takes the other room." I said, "That sounds like a heck of an idea to me." And then in the situation, because what happened was she would come in and work in the mornings, and I would come in about a little bit later on and work in the afternoons. So we finally got it all worked out. And I remember a couple times sitting out front. We're sitting out front of the shop, and I'm just a person that when people start asking questions, I start answering them. And Lonnie got mad at me because I actually did a couple readings that she was waiting to do. I was like, "I'm sorry." The lady was sitting there talking, and I just start picking information up. And as soon as I pick information up, I've always been taught, as soon as you pick it up, you tell them. "Oh, we lost 336. I was going to say something, but, you know. People get impatient, don't they?
Oh, did they hang up already?
Yes. I mean, shoot, it was with 2 minutes. Anyway, no, I was just saying, like, guys, with the thing with Shannon, I really wanted to go up there and drive that truck down here. But I just felt like it was all... I just feel like it's an alternative. No, why would I want to do that?
For the experience?
No, I like driving trucks. She said, "I'll pay for your bus ticket to get up here, and then you can drive me down there." And I was like, "Why is she?" It does kind of make you wonder why did she be. That's kind of an impatient thing. Because she said, "If I do that, I can't come down there." And she said she can't drive for 30 days. My philosophy is, I didn't have a driver's license for 3 years. Did it keep me from driving? No. I didn't lose my license because of unsafe driving either. It was because of a freaking, what was it? It was suspended or for a seatbelt violation or something.
Well, how do you feel about this girl?
I don't know. Sometimes it was like I said before, when I first met her, we used to talk all the time. I used to love talking to her. And I still like talking to her, but there's sometimes... She has a tendency, when she gets into comfortable mode, she has a tendency to push some issues. I would like to see if it would go anywhere. But then again, I have questions. I've sat there and talked to her some days, too. I said, one day I looked at her in the face and I said, "You know, there's something, I just can't trust you. I don't know what it is, I just can't trust you. Something underneath the surface, I just cannot trust this woman. I do not know what it is, I just cannot trust her."
Do you trust yourself enough to know that you've made the right decision and just walk away from it?
Yes. I don't want to go up there. She keeps asking me, she goes, "What's your decision?"
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much procrastination is a decision.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if someone procrastinated about 3 or 4 times, I guess you don't want to come up here.
Yeah.
So for some reason, she didn't want to go there. I say, "Well, go there." Why am I doing that? I'll be curious. I mean, I'm curious all the time anyway. I ask the questions, you know. I would say one thing about some of the people we've had on, we've asked, I feel like when you ask those bold questions, that one lady was on the show, and I sat there and told her flat out, why is she clenching onto this situation even tighter? She didn't say, she got quiet, and she thought about it. So I said, this is my philosophy. I think that to be a real good friend to somebody, is to tell them the truth. Oh, Candy left.
Yeah.
Thanks, Candy.
She said she was falling asleep.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being here, Candy. Thank you for it. Yeah, thank you for everything. She actually made a banner for my show page. Have you ever seen my show page?
Yes, did she do that?
That picture of the blue, that little banner. Yeah, she did that. I started talking to her. She goes, "You need a banner for your show." I was like, "Well, you know, I don't, you know, how do you do that? I've been trying to figure out how you do that and that kind of stuff." And she was like,
"Yeah,
I'll just do one. I'll do one for you." And she never asked for anything back.
Yeah, Paul, she is a sweetheart. She really is.
There's a person on the air right now with us, area code 336. Hello, how are you? Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello, how are you?
That's a good question. How am I? Oh, that's right. I'm the psychic, ain't I? So, so how do you think I am? Opinions are good, too.
I think you're heartbroken. I'm kidding.
That's all right. So you called in, and did you have a couple questions you want to ask, or you want to just join the round table
yeah.
with your own grievances?
I have a question.
Okay.
What do you see for me and this guy named Greg?
Is it just me, or the last couple of weeks have been a lot of self-centered, egotistic men with relationships?
What?
Egotistic, self-centered.
Who the guy?
Yeah. Does he think a lot about himself?
We're not in a relationship like we used to be, but now we're just friends.
Mhm.
And he still tells me he loves me and stuff, so I'm just wondering how to handle it.
So are you confused?
Am I confused? Like sometimes I feel like I'm over him, but sometimes I'm scared of losing him completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to ask questions in this situation. I'll say, okay, in the process of cutting cords, did you cut the right ones? And people have a tendency to ask what that question means is, people cut cords and they cut attachments to people, but there's one cord and attachment they don't cut. And that's the sexual one. It's almost like they want
to... Okay.
Okay? And for some reason, I'm talking about that situation. I'm thinking, you know, because I've seen people who went to extent of cutting the sexual cord, and all of a sudden, they didn't really care if they was with that person ever again or not. So there was definitely a connection there of looking at that situation and going, okay, what the heck? Why am I still drawn to this person? You care about the guy. You don't want to lose him. But in the process of letting him go, and with the kind of a friendship that you have, you would never lose him anyway. So you got to ask yourself, why is there such a fear there?
Nothing like that is going on with the two of us. I'm actually in a different state than he does.
Okay, you're in 336. Where's that at?
It's in North Carolina, and he's in Maryland.
He's in Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Is he close to Rockville, Maryland?
How did you know that?
He's psychic.
He lives there.
Yeah, okay. I have a lot of places I've been myself. So when people start talking, I guess you said the angels and guys are bringing pictures up of places I used to live. I used to live in Rockville. I used to live in Gaithersburg, Montgomery County, you know. So
yeah,
I used to live
in Rockville, too.
Yeah, I started picking this up, and I was like, I would see 355, and I saw this apartment complex I used to live in. I cannot remember the name of the place, but I can see the picture so clearly. They're made like, they look like barns. That's how the roofs are done, like a barn roof. So, if there's any connection there. 355, I'm trying to remember what the name of the road is. Shady Grove Road. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I used to live close there, but like the guy lives in Talbot Street, like right at Rockville Pike.
Okay. Isn't 355 Rockville Pike?
Yeah, that's the street name. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I can see that place. Yeah, because I was sitting there going, I can see that so vividly, and I'm like, I haven't been there in years.
I kind of want to move back there. It's a good place.
Yeah, I always lived down there. I think I lived down there for almost 3 years. It's kind of a cool place. Montgomery Village, man, sheesh. For one-bedroom apartment, when I was there, this was back in 1985, 86, was like $725. And that's unfurnished. So
yeah.
I was like, and the closer you get to, why do people keep calling me? I'm like, okay, boys and girls, I'm still doing my show, and people started calling me. I'm like, and Wanda's calling me. Actually, Wanda's a client of mine. A friend of mine, the way she acted toward Nicole, Nicole was trying to talk to her because Nicole had done a reading for her. Okay? Nicole did a reading for her, and she wasn't too happy with it. And Nicole was telling her, I said, well, I'm just giving you the messages that are coming to me. But she took it so personal, and she treated Nicole like garbage.
Aww.
To the point where I was like, you know, I told Nicole, I said, Nicole, what I was trying to tell her was, the reason you needed to take care of yourself is because it's the only way you're going to get any kind of resolve out of the whole thing. If I would have stepped into the whole thing, she would have disrespected you even more because you didn't deal with the situation. And she was like, makes sense. And me and Nicole are still friends. So it was different. But I'm saying with you, let me ask you a question. What is your name?
Haina.
Haina. And I just want to say, does anybody have a normal name? Haina, with your situation and stuff, with this Greg and that kind of thing, yeah, I don't think you're ever going to lose a friendship. But I'm just saying, it seems like, when I sit here and look at the situation the first time, I just felt like he's a guy who focuses a lot on himself, a lot of things going on in his own life. It's almost like he doesn't have time for anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, he still says he loves you. I'm not saying he doesn't. And there was a lady who was on this site that I work on. She kept on saying this, asking that the guy doesn't want nothing to do with her. He basically broke up with her before they got married. And I'm sitting there going, but he doesn't have another woman. And he didn't run away, and he didn't leave you. He just ran away. And sometimes we take these things too personal and say, okay, why is he treating me like this? Or how come we can't have this and that kind of stuff? When it has nothing to do with you, really. And the situation of Greg and what's going on, I'm sitting down and looking at the situation going, man, it doesn't matter if you love each other or not. At this point in time, it's not working. It hasn't come together. That's why I look at things. If it was meant to happen and things were supposed to fall into place, they would have. But they haven't. So you have to look at the situation of looking at yourself and saying, well, you seem like you're a very spiritual woman. And I think Greg is a very intelligent man. And some people might look at him as being more advanced than you are, but in reality, he's not. You're more spiritual than he is. I hate to say it in a sense of way that you're farther advanced than he is, but I think you've outgrown him. I think the fear that you're having here is the realization of that. I'm fearful I'm going to lose him. When you know that in some sense of the word that you're going on to better things, things are happening for you, they're happening for him. And sometimes people don't break up because they don't like each other. They just they're going in two different directions. They have two different paths to go. And it's just one of the things that sometimes you have to come to the realization that sometimes you let go of people just because that's the best thing for them and you.
Yeah.
So it's like looking at the situation and going, okay, Greg, you love me. Great. But what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think he's going to do about it, but at the same time, it feels like he's, you know, like I throw him out there and he comes back.
Well, I know, but sometimes you have to understand that if you don't let go, if you don't cut the cords, it's like a yo-yo. If you throw a yo-yo, it still comes back. But if you cut that.
Okay, I did cut the cords already. I actually moved out here just so I could cut the cords.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's happening.
Did you cut the sexual cords?
The special cords, you mean?
The sexual cords.
No, yeah, of course.
I'm just saying, when people say of course, that they're still thinking about, did I? So I'm just asking.
Oh, is the thinking part?
Yeah, but also you have to understand that if you're in a situation, you cut the cords, right? And then Greg comes back to you and says, I love you. And you go, oh, he just reattached that cord.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah, because you opened up to the point. The reason he even said it, because he was trying to make an impression, or he was trying to connect with you again. So when people are throwing those cords out, they want to attach to something. So he said, I love you. I want to hang on to you until I figure out what I want to do. I just don't think Greg's figured out what he wants to do. I think, I'm just saying, when I sit there, I used to go by experience that I've gone through, right? Now, when I want to be with somebody, I'm going to move mountains and high water to get there and do it and that kind of thing. I mean, when I wanted to stay with my ex-wife and I said, I love you, I care about you, and it's like, okay, and then what are you going to do about it? Well, I was in the car and I drove 6 miles. I drove 6 hours from Ohio to Maryland.
Mm.
I did this every... Go ahead. Yeah. I did it every weekend.
Okay.
So the action has to follow with saying, okay, I love you. Okay, what to do?
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, then what do you... What? I mean, sometimes I think we're kind of intimidated to ask that question. What are you going to do about it? What do you want?
It's kind of the same thing with me, I think. That's why I can't ask him, like, I love him, but I'm not really willing to do anything about it anymore.
Well, you should ask yourself why.
Because I'm tired.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's just acknowledging, okay, I do love that person, but, I mean, my ex-fiance came back and started talking to me on the phone. And I tell people before, just because I predict someone's going to come back to you, it doesn't mean you got to get back together. It's still a choice. And that's what happened here. My guide came to me and said, this woman's going to come back, but you need to look at her and see her for who she really is, okay? So she called me up, and she basically bitched for 3 days about everything that was wrong in her life.
Oh.
And I started realizing at that moment that 3 years ago when we broke up, she's still there. And I just wasn't willing to go backwards because I had this radio show. I expanded to 6 days. I started working on this. Now there's other things coming into play. I started my phone business, my phone service, and that, all this other stuff. And I just knew for a fact if I go back with her, she used to complain when I worked for Circle of Stars the first time. I'm making $300 or $400 a week. We had a brand new bedroom suit. We had television. We had cable. We had everything. And she said, her mom says, you need to get a job. I need to get a job? I have a business. Yeah, but you need a job. Get a paycheck coming in. I said, who do you think bought the bedroom suit? Who do you think bought the television? Who do you think pays for the cable? Your daughter doesn't pay for those things. I do. She goes, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I said to her, so here's a question for you. If I could sit here in this house and manifest everything I needed, all the money to pay the bills, all the needs, all the wants, needs, and desires, do I need a job? And they both said yes. So that tells you where they're at. Their mentality says you have to have a paycheck coming in every week. Even though the point is there's still money coming in the house.
Yeah.
I was making $300 to $400 a week. And they still said I had to do that. I'm like, I don't think so. And then I would do my show, and when I was doing I wasn't doing my show then, but I was saying that when I was doing the phone lines, I was sitting there looking at everything, and I noticed that between 9 and 4 o'clock in the morning was my best calls. So I started working those hours, and my ex-fiance, she was cool at first, but then it was always I had to go to bed the same time she did. And I was like, oh, what's she trying to do? I just feel like it was like she had a habit of when things were going good to throw a wrench in it somehow. So she was looking for a wrench to throw in it at that time too. So when she called back and she started talking to me again, a lot of those things went through my head and it started making sense when the angels came to me and said, she's coming back in your life, but you need to look at it for what it really is. What I'm saying is, I sat and looked at the woman and said, I love you. I really care about this woman. I can honestly say I love her. People would say that too in the middle of town. You really loved her, didn't you? I was like, yes, I do. But can I go back to that? No. Can I live with her? No. But it doesn't take away the ideal. I still love her. I still care about it. But I always tell people, when you look at the situation, all it does is prove to who you are. Who are you? I'm a loving person, and that's how I am with everybody. So that's what it proves to everybody. You know? So that's what it proved to me. You're a loving, caring person. So of course you still love her. But I can still also be realistic and look at the situation too. I am not going back to that. She would have to sit there and come to me and say, okay, I've changed this and this and this. And then I found out she was married. And people are like, well, why does that make you mad? Because... It made me mad because the whole time we were together for 2 or 3 years, there was this, she never could bring herself to get divorced. And all of a sudden, we split up, and then she got married 6 months later.
Oh.
That's what made me so mad because, you know, why couldn't she, why couldn't she have done that for me? That I couldn't have, I had a hard time with that. So I just kind of told myself, go, okay, you know, for some reason a drug dealer is more important than somebody who actually does things for you.
Oh.
So you have to look at these situations of non-action is, it tells you a lot. And that's why I tell everybody. So if you look at the situation, that's what you're saying. You should ask yourself, too, on those things, too.
Ooh.
I mean, I know, like, in my situation, I'm not really willing to do anything about it. Because, like, if I'm ever going to be in his life again, it would need to be up to him. Like, just like you said, like, he needs to, you know, do something
mm-hmm.
about it. But at the same time, I also know, like, his situation right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
he got a very complicated situation right now. I mean, like, we're friends, so, I mean, that's, I'm okay with that. Like, I just, like, every time we talk, I just, like, I just take everything like a joke or I make it appear like that. But
mm-hmm.
he got a very complicated situation, so, like, I guess that's another reason why, like, if I ever ask him, why can't, what he would do about it, like, I know he wouldn't be able to do anything about it because he's stuck there, something. He's stuck
mm-hmm.
in this situation or something.
Complicated?
Yeah.
What's it mean, complicated?
I think, like, he got someone pregnant and now the girl lives in her place and they got a baby.
Oh, so it's a common situation that he created.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. Like, and then, like,
well,
you know, as soon as the baby
yeah.
was born, like, he got in touch with me, which was December last year. And then, like, you know, like, kind of just trying to make it, I guess, like, he's trying to find a way to, like, get an easier life or something. Because, like, he seems like he's stuck in there and, like, he, like, all these problems are piling up on him. So that's why, like, whenever we talk, I just kind of, you know, don't really tell him where I feel or stuff. I just kind of
mm-hmm.
make him laugh or something. But deep inside of me, like, I have, like, so many of these things that I feel like what are you doing? Why are you dragging me on this situation or something? But
mm-hmm.
I know, like, it's really up to me, like, if I want to be drugged or not, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they always say you want to be a drug, then don't. Then let it go.
Yeah.
Let go of the bumper. Therefore, he can't drag you down the street. You know, because the biggest thing with that one, whole too, was it was, you know, when you really care about people, it's hard to let go of it. But when you sit and look at it and go, okay, that's the only reason. The only thing I can see in that situation with my ex-fiance was to let go of it because that's the only way I felt like she was ever going to learn anything, was to see her actually fall and pick her own self up. And I don't know. I think sometimes in situations, especially when it comes to drugs and that kind of thing, people have a tendency to want to come in and save you. And in the process of saving you, all they're doing is enabling you to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
If she gave him a chance to fall on her face, I'm just saying, I'm going from my own previous experiences too. When people did that to me, I didn't learn how to do that, which actually kept me from going there again. So, you know, I always tell people, when you're going to be a caring, loving friend, sometimes it takes those kind of actions of letting someone else fall on their face and not helping them. Or if someone comes to you and they want to know something, instead of telling them what they want to hear, you tell them what they need to hear. Because I've had so many people used to take, friends do that automatically. I think sometimes in a situation, they just do it automatically. I know before I got married, people would tell me, oh, you're, you know, my ex-wife was like, they were like, oh, she's the greatest person in the world. And then when we got divorced, they wanted to come back later on and say, oh, we could have told you. Then why didn't you? Now I'm mad at you even more. Because you didn't tell me why. You know, you could have saved me 10 years.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like I had to go down that 10-year road anyway. We all learn something. That's what I tell people. Oh, I've been in this relationship for 4 years. You know, if I leave now, it's a waste of time. I said, no, it's not. Look at it realistically. What'd you learn? I mean, infinite, what's the idea of taking you 4 years to leave him? You'll still learn something that you needed to do that. So nothing's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's just the way we look at it and perceive it. So that's what I go. Love. But, the show is over.
Oh.
But if you have another question you want to ask before you go, you're more than welcome to do so. Go get
okay.
all your friends and tell them to donate to the show, would you?
Yeah. What else? Okay. Just a question. Like, you were talking about manifesting and stuff, right? Like, if you just sit in there and, like, just think about all this client that's going to come to you and then they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, why can't we do that in a big thing? Like, hypothetically, like, if you want to manifest winning the lottery, like, how do you do that?
Well, one lady actually did that. Why she said what she did was she sat down and went and got all the films she could find on people who won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And then she played those CDs all the time. And it took her about a month to win the lottery.
She played what? What did she play?
She found a bunch of footage, mm-hmm. news footage, of people who won the lottery.
Oh, okay.
So what she did was she watched those movies. Now, she didn't just, it wasn't just the idea of watching the movies. It was the idea when she watched the movies, she was paying attention to how they reacted and how they were feeling. And then she started focusing on those feelings and those actions.
Oh.
Like she'd already won the lottery. And she got happy, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
In the process of doing that, she won the lottery.
Wow.
And then there's been people that changed things. I mean, there was that one guy, he wanted to earn $100,000 a year. So what he did was he took a dollar bill, a real dollar bill, got a magic marker, and turned it into a $100,000 bill. And then he taped it on the ceiling right above his bed. So every morning, the very first thing he saw was a $100,000 bill. As soon as he opened his eyes, there was a $100 bill taped to the ceiling. Okay? But what he'd do, he would look at the dollar, the $100,000 bill, and then he would sit there before he even got out of bed. He would focus on between 10 or 15 minutes on how it would feel if he earned $100,000 a year. Now this guy here cautions everybody and said, okay, I focus on $100,000 that year. And he said, I was making $8,000 a year when I started focusing on it. He said, by the end of the year, he said, I didn't make $100,000 a year, but he said, I made $93,800 and some thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But to go from $8,000 to $93,000, he said, did it work? Yes, it did. I didn't get the whole $100,000, but am I going to sit here and say it didn't work? Because I went from $8,000 to $93,000, so something definitely happened. But he said that he felt like it was one of those things when he sat here and focused on it for 10 or 15 minutes on how he would feel if he was making $100,000 and how his life would be and what he would be doing. That's what he visualized. And the next thing you know, a year later, basically that's what he was doing. And then he actually went further than that and actually manifested that his next book actually sold, he made $1 million off that one. But it was just the idea of not just thinking about it, but as you're thinking about it, you put intellect and your heart together to accomplish what you're trying to do.
Okay.
What is your heart's passion? Logically, you have to think about it, and then you take it one step further, and you put your passion into it, to getting it. But I always tell people, the one lady who actually healed herself of cancer, all she did was, she went out and got every comedy she could get to laugh, and then every day she would tell herself, thank you, God, for my healing. Thank you, God, for my healing. And about 3 months later, she went to the doctor, and there was no cancer in her body.
Wow.
But see, she's doing physical things. She's actually thanking God already for the healing. So she had faith in what she was talking about. She just took it one step further, and she knew that was going to happen. Now, if you want to see a good one, you should see the one, this one on the Miracle Man. This guy was in a plane crash. I mean, every bone in his body was broken. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't feed. He couldn't feed himself. He couldn't talk. He couldn't walk. And he basically had to blink to give him a message. And they gave him a message by his blinking. He told him that he would. That was like in the summertime. And he told him that he would walk out of there on Christmas. And they're like, well, you can't walk, sir. You know, your back's damaged and that kind of stuff. So you can't walk. You have no capability of walking or nothing. He's like, I will be out of here by December, and I will walk out of here in December. It was a very shaky walk, but he did it.
Wow.
He said, and he also learned how to breathe on his own. He learned how to feed himself, and he actually keep it down, and he taught himself how to walk and the whole bit. But if you would have seen this guy in the beginning of that whole thing, gosh, that boy was, I mean, it was like a plow or some kind of machinery ran over this guy. He was pretty messed up, but he did it. And that's the point. Because when I sit and watch that one, when the guy took the $100,000 bill, basically it was one of those things of taking something in your life that was so extraordinary, if it happened, it changed your thinking. So these people were thinking about those things. In my case, what I did was, after I seen that, I wanted a blue Razor cell phone. Mm-hmm. And they're like $360 for the phone itself, you know, and that kind of thing. So what I did was, I got me a focus board, and I went out and I would look in magazines. So I found the magazine, I found three pictures of this cell phone, so I put them on my focus board. And then it was like I put them on there, and then something came over me and said, you need to go do the work. So I went in there, I went on the computer, went to a website, and applied for that cell phone. And I tell people, I applied for the cell phone, my credit card was declined, so I got really determined, and I got really focused, and I said, what I want is, I want to get the cell phone, but I don't want to pay for it until I get the first month's pill. So I don't want to pay no activation fees or no phone or nothing like that. And so when I applied for this whole thing, that's one reason I applied for it, because it was free shipping and handling. So sure enough, I went in there and did that whole thing. And like I said before, I got declined the first time. So I went back in there, looked at that freaking phone, and I said, if I am meant to have this phone, I will have it by the end of this week. So I put it, so God and angels, I put it in your hands and leave it and go. Okay, so a couple hours later, I was working on the computer, and noticed I had an email in my account from Wirefly. So I was like, oh, they're probably going to email me again and tell me how much they turned me down. So I went in there and looked at the email, and the email said, you have been approved. You should be receiving your phone in about 2 days. This is your plan. This is what you have. This is the, you know. I looked at it and it said, no shipping and handling, no activation fee, no nothing. I had to look over that thing like four times. And I was kind of doubtful. I thought they were going to email me back and tell me it was a glitch in the computer. But I still had not been approved. But it never happened. And then when I showed up at my mother's, that's where I had the phone shipped to in the first place. Because I was doing some traveling at that time. And that was the only solid address I had where I could actually send something to it and knew I could just show up and get it. So I showed up and I got it, and it was exactly what I wanted to. I checked my bill, I checked my credit card and everything. I was never charged for anything until the first bill came. So, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
But you got to watch out things with women, girlfriends and boyfriends or whatever. You know, when those things interfere with what you're trying to accomplish, it's like another sign telling you that these are not the people. Or they would be part of the plan instead of diverting you from the plan.
Oh, that's kind of what stops you too. So, okay, I get it.
Mhm.
Okay. I don't think I have any more questions.
You sure?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem. Give us, you know, call back and let us know what's going on. But I'm just saying, with the situation, I will say one thing about you. I just feel like there's somebody else that you're going to be with, and it's, I just don't feel like it's going to be Greg. I do think you guys will be friends for a while, if not a long time. You might actually move back to Maryland.
Yeah, like we've been friends. Like we were neighbors, so before, like we were neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Like we live like in a condo place, and he lives upstairs, and I was downstairs, and I just got here, like from my, like coming from my country. So he was kind of like the first guy and the first friend that I ever had, like when I first stepped into this country. So, you know, and like during that time, the first time I met him, like he was going through divorce. So I was kind of, you know, being a friend to him during that time too. So. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I'm just asking you with a different guy, and I see. I think you might move back to Maryland, but you'll be moving back with somebody else, so.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he has a lot of things going on. He has a different agenda. And so I think it's one of those things that's going to play out here in the next couple of months, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
It's not, like... Is his agenda something bad, or he's probably just confused and doesn't know, or unhappy with what's going on with his life? That's why he's doing what he's doing.
Well, I didn't realize it was so late.
Yeah.
It's like 18 after. Like I said, yeah, please call us and that kind of thing. And I always tell, I always encourage people to get readings. And see, I was telling everybody, if you give a $99 donation to the show, that you'll get 11 60-minute sessions. But with my Colorado fund and that kind of stuff, if you donate $12,
okay,
you'll still get a 5-card angel reading. So.
Okay.
And I'd love to do one for you.
Mhm.
But any kind of shape or form, you should just still check in with us from time to time and tell us how you're doing, that kind of stuff. I just feel like you're going to meet somebody here in the next couple of months, if not in the first of June.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just like to know about these things.
Okay, I will let you know.
All right. Thank you for being
you.
Here, and thank you for the call. And you have a fantastic weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. Wanda. I don't know. Wanda.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Sure.
I want to ask you a question. Was that the same Amy?
Oh, you finally came back and asked that question.
I remember you saying...
You were thinking this was Amy from Psychic, some Cupid Psychic game?
Yeah.
No, that's actually Psychic. That's actually Amy, my friend from New Hampshire.
Oh.
She is a reader.
Okay, because,
She does do readings and stuff, but not professionally.
Oh, well, see. Oh, I wish you had corrected me.
I was going to listen to her, but...
Well,
Amy was answering the questions for you, so she had the answers, so I was letting, you know, just
you know,
wanted to stay out of it.
They seem quite tired and maybe slightly irritated. I don't have to be psychic to see that. I'm like thinking, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, I remember he admitted he had a friend named Amy, and I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got confused.
That's okay.
It doesn't seem very chipper. You know what I'm saying?
She is just a person. That's her. That's actually her demeanor.
That wasn't her demeanor.
She's just quiet and reserved. That's all.
Oh, okay. We're not still there, are we?
Are we not? Are we still on? Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
No, we're not running. We're not streaming anymore. We're actually being taped.
Oh. Okay, I was wondering. I'm like, The other one is a little more chipper and laugh a lot more, and you know, the psychic game, Amy.
Oh yeah, Amy.
I like her. I love Amy. She's just funny.
She's got a lot of energy. Yeah, I'd say that.
She's
at a conference, I think. I don't know where Amy is right now, but she was in New Hampshire. I think she was actually up in New England and other places around there. She was doing a horror film convention. Yes.
Oh. Well, I thought that, well, I should at least send you $10, even though I don't have a lot, but I at least do that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, ain't going to make or break me, hell. 153, 163, ooh.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I got the errand called Psychic Marissa. And this is what I want to tell you. But not on the air, because I just feel like I'm being more of a bitch than I usually am. When you said something about the doctors and the attorneys, how they put themselves on a pedestal.
Yeah.
No, they didn't bother me. But I thought about it. A lot of psychics do, too. Do you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not accusing you. But I noticed this. I'm going to tell you why. You know, I call Psychic Marissa. Just see what she say.
Right.
I said, I knew Leslie. No, she was already shuffling the cards. She told me some things. Some of it made sense. And other things I wasn't sure on, but she seemed offended when I questioned her a little more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she pulled the card. I really can't remember it all because I don't know. It went in my head and out the other, but I can remember everything else. But she said something about being... feel like you're a prisoner and this or that and all that, and you can't move and you can't move on, you can't date and something like that, she was saying. I'm like, oh, really? She said, yeah. She said something about a broken relationship, somebody walking away. I said, oh, probably because the breakup had a couple months ago, da, da, da. And I said, so I'm supposed to meet somebody soon. What can you tell me about them? He said, I see 6 to 9 months or 9 months, something like that. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. He's dark haired and this, and I'm like, oh, really? I said, well, I've had at least 3 or 4 people tell me around this time. They're all lying to you. I'm like, really? He said, yes. You can listen to the show at the very end. Oh, I think she's still screaming, but it's after her a minute. So I don't know if you hear or not, but she said, they're all lying to me. And I'm like, several psychics decide to get together and lie to me, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, just say, well, that's just what I see, like Amy said. Well, this is just what I see. Why does all the other psychics have to be liars? You see, so what's coming in is, well, I'm the only truth and the rest are liars and fakes and frauds. That's how I took it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was really uncalled for, and not because she didn't say what I want to hear. That don't matter. But how can she say everyone else is a liar? And that's disrespectful as her being a so-called psychic to others in her profession.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what your take on that. It just seemed weird.
Oh, what? Thank you, Marissa. Got mad because you questioned her?
Well, and said everyone else is a liar. Everyone else lying to me. I'm like, huh? How can everybody? Lane didn't know you. You didn't know Lane. The old native woman don't know you or Lane. So all y'all got together to decide we're going to lie to Wanda. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was more offensive coming from a so-called psychic I understand people in the street, you know, they don't believe in it, just say everybody lying. I expect that from them because they don't know, huh?
Hold on for a second.
I see a box of cereal on this table. Go pick them up. Door, Emily. Stop.
sunny. Hello.